Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking with Karin Gunderson today of Heavenly Harps. They'll be performing at the first concert of the summer season at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. Concert will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Georgetown Lake at the St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel. Karin Gunderson, a harpist and a multi-instrumentalist, educator as well, singer. First of all, welcome to Montana. I understand you've had quite the tour through Montana so far.
We have, and we love Montana. We're happy to be here.
I was looking at your concert schedule. You've been performing in sacred and secular settings, concerts and churches. Your interest is pretty varied. You work in hospice, you're a pianist, flutist, vocalist, and of course, harp as the main instrument for you. I was reading that you've been working with using music as an integrative therapy as well.
Besides using music and harp music in particular as an integrative therapy, because it does regulate heart rate and blood pressure, skin temperature, electrical impulses in the body, brain waves, even hormone levels, and increases the amount of oxygen in the blood, I also am a Hippocrates health educator from the oldest natural health institute in the U.S., and so I help people find natural alternatives to medical problems.
Music has been part of your background for a long time.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about this performance tour. I understand you're doing a variety of music. The concert this afternoon is billed as the two of you and Heavenly Harps, but you've got a bit of an entourage with you, right?
Yes, we do. We have our 14-year-old daughter, Deanna, and Joy's fiancé, Christian Villa, who is a student at the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. And he has a beautiful bass voice. Deanna does some of our vocals as well, soprano and alto, depending on where we need her. Got four-part harmony with the four of us.
So talk a little bit about the program that you've put together for this afternoon at St. Timothy's. I imagine it's a variety of sacred music and text featuring the harp.
We made this one feature the harp more because they had asked Joy to be their student performer for the year, just having finished St. Olaf College with a church music degree. She will be playing both the harp and the piano. I'll be doing harp and flute, and we'll all be doing vocals. We've got Christian music. We've got a couple popular older pieces like What a Wonderful World, the classical harp music, some harp duets. So a nice variety of things.
I'm speaking today with Karin Gunderson of Heavenly Harps. They'll be performing this afternoon at the kickoff concert of the summer season at St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. The concerts are at the Memorial Chapel high above Georgetown Lake. It'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The rest of the season includes the Montana Chamber Music Society with members of the Muir String Quartet on July 13th. July 27th, we'll have James Schlender, violinist, along with Craig Hall, acoustic guitar. August 10th is Eden Atwood and guests, and the Werner Chamber Ensemble wraps up the season August 24th. The harp music this afternoon with Heavenly Harps and Joy and Karin Gunderson and guests will be held at 4 o'clock. For more information on them, you can go to christianharpmusic.com. For information on the St. Timothy's schedule, it's 888-407-4071 or sttimothysmusic.org. Karin, you've been in Montana for quite a while already. You're heading after this afternoon to Roundup, Montana. That's on June 30th, Ekalaka on July 1st, a couple of shows in North Dakota and South Dakota, and then back to Billings for a worship service and an afternoon concert on the 6th, and then another public concert on July 7th as well. Joy and Karin Gunderson of Heavenly Harps will perform this afternoon at St. Timothy's. Again, that contact information number is 888-407-4071. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.